Hello guys, and welcome back to my channel. I am getting ready for my trip. I am very tired, as you guys can see. I have some friends and family waiting for me internationally. So I will give you guys an update, either when I'm down there or when I come back. But I am really concerned because, as you guys have seen some of my videos, I have been talking about the Democrats being lost, and now all we have is really communists. And, you would think that saying communist is not a bad thing, but the problem is, as we have known throughout history, it doesn't work. Nobody wants to be in the United States, wants to be like Russia or China or Venezuela or even Cuba. Communism just doesn't work. And now we have this problem with this guy named Zoran Mandini or Mandoni. I think it's Mandini. Mandani. There you go. Yeah, Mandani. I have a problem with this guy because, you know, we are a country based on capitalism, and we run our economy in capitalism. In capitalism, what it means to me is that you are able to do business and you can create as much wealth as you want for yourself. Now, I agree with that because I'm a guy that believes on merit. If you work hard, you should be rewarded a lot, right? And I mean, as long as you're not taking advantage of some people, you know, if you're not stealing, you know, and you're being honest, I'm 100% capitalist. Now, socialism works in small areas, but even then, it can be corrupted. I know of places where socialism is the system that small villages use, and it has come to be good when the leaders are honest and the people are not greedy. For example, if you have a small village and you create a house of 3 bedrooms, right, for a family of 3, then you have another family of 3. Well, you create another house, 3 bedrooms, for another family of 3. Now, I'm giving you, like, you know, probably the worst example, but just to go along with me, okay? And then you have a family that has 5 people. Well, now you have to create a 4-bedroom house. And then you have a 3-bedroom house, another 3-bedroom house. And this is socialism. You are dividing wealth according to the need. And so, how does that make it fair for somebody that's working so hard just to feed their family? And because another family has more people, they get more of the wealth that one creates. You would think in theory this is not going to be a bad thing. But the problem becomes when you have people that are lazy, they don't want to go to work, and it doesn't matter in socialism. You know, for example, I can be a rich person, right? Let's just say you're a rich person, and I'm poor. I don't work. I'm not poor because I'm working hard and, you know, I just can't make it. It's just so hard to make it. No. That's not how it is. I'm just lazy. I don't want to work. But you're rich, so it doesn't matter. I need you to distribute your wealth with me, because I have 3 children and my 3 children need support. It doesn't make sense, does it? So, that's probably the worst example somebody can give, but that's how I understand it. And I've seen it, and it fails. It fails big time, every single time. Now, I have been talking about communists because the Democratic Party has gone so far left. It is unrecognizable. It seems that they have gone back to the slavery days, you know, except now they don't want to slave black people and actually put them in encampments. Actually, they are putting them in encampments, aren't they? But, you know, it's the wealthy that are getting away with not paying wages to these illegal immigrants. And, you know, illegal immigrants come over here and, you know, they make $10, $15, $20 an hour. And they're like, oh, my God, that's a lot of money. I need to come to the States and my whole family needs to come over here as well. Well, it doesn't really work that way, you know, and when you have too many people come in at once, the states, the cities, they just can't afford to accommodate so many people at once. You know, the system is based so that as Americans' population, you know, keeps repopulating or multiplying, there's a census that goes around and they see how many people are in this city. Well, there's a budget for a particular number of people and a forecast of new people that are going to be born. And so they kind of see that, right? And even some people that might be moving from other states, et cetera. But when you have millions of people that overshadow the population of over 34 states, that is crazy, very crazy. So with that being said, let me go in and talk about this moron, Mamdani. He wants to come in and he sees a lot of white people that have a lot of money, and this is the money that he wants to get. Now, there's a lot of illegal immigrants in New York, and we know this. There's a lot of illegal immigrants all throughout the states, but in New York in specific. And I want you to pay really, really close attention to this because it's not even about the illegal immigration. It's not even about that. Granted, 100%, everybody illegal has got to go. And it's sad. Guys, I know it's sad. Believe me, when I see people that are working hard, man, I wish that they can stay. But listen, they got to go, man. This is not their home. They got to work hard in their country. Help your country is what I say. Go back to your country, and because you're a hard worker, well, work hard over there and help that country become better. If all the hard workers come to the United States, man, those countries are not going to have any hope for the future. So we need to send their hard workers back to their country. That was pretty good right there. I got to say that. But it's true, though. Now, what is the real problem about the illegal immigration? And why it should be your concern? It's my concern because I'm looking at things from a different perspective. Like, for example, did you guys forget about 9/11 already? About the terrorist attack? Those Muslims that came and destroyed the Twin Towers? They don't exist anymore. Do you remember how New Yorkers were over there running for their lives, scared shitless? Oh, there was no color then. There was no hating Jews at that time. There was no racism towards black people. Everybody came together out of fear. Everybody started saying, Lord, please forgive me. Everybody started shouting to God for mercy. Everybody going crazy because of this Muslim radical terrorist that came over here, and they did a pretty big number. Now, George Bush, at that time, he says we don't negotiate with terrorists. And boy, did he make them pay. And I'll tell you what. Every country that has attacked the United States has paid dearly. Their leaders are found and destroyed. They're killed, destroyed. So what do they do now? The next tactic, and this is a lot easier to deal with. The next tactic is we're going to go to the United States. And instead of sending bombs, instead of, you know, threatening war, instead of doing this, we're going to take positions in government. Now, if I try to run for government, I need a lot of money or I need a lot of votes. And it's a lot harder to get votes. Well, it's a lot harder to get money as well, but you can raise money. And so what happens? There's people in here like this Mamdani guy in New York. He is a communist. Now, he calls himself a Democrat socialist. It's the same shit. He's a communist. And he hates Jews, even though he says that he wants to put 800% more money into fighting, what did he say? Anti-hating groups, I think? Anti-Semitism? It's bullcrap. I don't believe that. What did he say? Anti-hate crime, I think is what it was. You guys probably know already. So, you know, the point is that he is running on this campaign thinking that the American people are just stupid. And who knows? Yeah, maybe a lot of them are. I see them on the street smiling at him, supporting him. I see some retarded white people out there that think that they're supporting a great cause, but they don't know that they're supporting the destruction of their city and eventually their country. But I'm going to get back to my point. They do not attack us with missiles anymore. at least not yet. What they want is they want to send their people to infiltrate the United States. They don't even profess that they love the United States. And maybe because of a podcast or comments like this, they probably will say that later. But right now, they are being part of the government. And what do we see? We see terrorist groups being created anonymously. Now, when I say anonymously, they're being created under a different name. But what they really are is they're sowing hate in our people, in our youth. And they use the victimhood because we are such empathetic people. We're such sympathetic with people and emotions. We like to help. We don't like to see people in pain. We don't like to see people suffering. As a matter of fact, we have gotten so soft that there is a lot of children out there growing up, talking to their parents, cussing them out because they don't have the guts to discipline their kids. And they think that they're doing good by not disciplining them, but they don't know that they're actually making a big terrorist for the future in their life. And so we have these communists coming in here. They come into our universities. Excuse me. They're coming into our universities. And they sow hate in all the students, and all the students. You can see them; they're so hateful. There is no compassion for human life. I'll give you the example of Israel, Gaza. They don't say, "Let's condemn Hamas." No, let's condemn Israel from the river to the sea. That means that they're going to want to wipe them out off the map. Now, a Palestinian life doesn't mean shit to me if you think it's better than Israel's lives, if you think it's better than any other life on this planet. Now, a life for a life, that means a lot to me. And I think a lot of Palestinians and Israelites get along just fine. There's a difference within Israel, Iran, and all these terrorist groups. These Palestinians, the guys that are causing trouble, they're hateful. They don't love human life. They're just a racist in a certain way. They call it anti-Semitism. That's the same shit as racist. At least to me, the hate is just the same as equal. But this guy wants to bring in some crazy stuff that is not going to help the New Yorkers. It's not going to help the United States. Because they're infiltrating our government. And the goal is they're going to attack the billionaires, the rich people. And what they're going to do is they're going to take that money and they say they're going to give it to the poor. And they say that they're going to give free housing. And then they're going to make a chain of food markets owned by the government. That's communism, by the way. And this is why he says that he's a Democrat socialist. We're not stupid. I believe his dad is a Marxist, and he was trained very well to be a Marxist. He smiles, and he's got that Middle Eastern look, you know, and people kind of feel like, hey, you know what? It's time to give minorities a chance. But they don't fool me, and I hope that they don't fool many of you. I'm making this video before I get on my plane tonight, in just a few hours. I'm about to take my plane, but I'm making this video because I think it's very important that we pass the word around. I only got a couple of subscribers here and there, which, by the way, I want to reach 100 subscribers in the next couple of weeks. I want you guys to please help me out. Hit the share, subscribe, and like, and I'll really appreciate it, okay? I will try to make a video as well on my trip, but it is very important that we stay focused with this illegal immigration. Why? Because guys like Mandani in New York, he is trying to protect sanctuary cities. Now, I live here, right, in Washington State, and Seattle is a sanctuary city, and we can see how that is messing up the whole state. Violence has been multiplied greatly. You know, a lot of illegal immigrants going everywhere. And, a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars is going from taxpayers' money into these illegal immigrants. And whether people want to believe me or not, they are using the healthcare system that belongs to the American citizens. They keep making babies over here. They're overpopulating, not with American citizens, but with fake American citizens that don't love this country. They will always fight for illegal immigration. They will always fight for their parents' country. And this is why I believe that the nationality should be of that parent's country, because the loyalty by nature on those children will be to the country of their parents. And that is actually a very good argument that I can make. It's not in the Constitution that illegal immigrants can have babies here and they will become citizens. I got some in my family that have become citizens that way, but I don't believe that's right because the parents were not legal. And maybe my family can hate me for making that comment, but it's the truth. And as a person that believes in God and the Bible, I have to always tell the truth and be honest about it. And I think that the moment that I deny that is the time that I become a hypocrite. Now, I love my family dearly, but the law is what it is. And even though right now it has been abused and misinterpreted, I'm sure that it's going to be corrected. And at that time, well, a lot of things can happen. Hopefully the people that are citizens don't get their citizenship lost. But going forward, after the situation gets fixed, it'll be null to have a citizen from illegal parents. Okay, now, what is the reason why I talk about sanctuary cities besides millions and hundreds of millions of dollars being of American taxpayers going into these programs? Because if Mamdani gets in office, which I really doubt, I'm hopeful that New Yorkers are not that stupid. If Mamdani becomes in office, he can bring illegal, radical Muslims into this country and place them in sanctuary cities in New York. And little by little, they're going to overpopulate New York City with Muslims. And before you know it, you're going to start hearing songs at 5 in the morning from the mosques, Muslim mosques. And they're going to start becoming violent when New Yorkers don't respect their Sharia law. And they're going to start hating the Americans. And they're going to become so great in numbers that they're going to overcome the population. And what else do we see on these sanctuary cities and by these communists coming in here as a Muslim to rule over New York as a mayor? Rich people, rich Muslims, they will take over the space where the rich Christians or rich Americans leave New York. They will come in and take a bargain, buying expensive buildings, probably for half, if not a fraction of the price that is actually worth. So you're going to have actual American billionaires or millionaires being replaced with American haters, Muslim, radical Muslims, millionaires taking over their position. And by the number of illegal Muslims that will be allowed in this country, remember the day and remember the place where you heard this, because nobody's talking about this. But that is exactly what I see happening. It has happened all over the world. You can see this happening in Europe. It's already happening. It's just people don't know how it happens. But these people only come to countries where they're stupid enough to respect freedoms, not just for the citizens, but any person that comes into this country. And this is the reason why I always say the rights of the people are for residents and American citizens. The rights do not belong to visitors. Visitors need to respect the law, respect the people, and respect the land. People that come over here illegally especially don't deserve to be here, period. And as sad as it is for us to see per people that are working hard being deported, it has to happen. For the protection, for the national security of this country, it needs to be respected that way. Now, if you agree with me, go ahead and share this video. And you can clip it and you can share that thought. But I'm telling you right now, what I'm telling you is the truth. And I'm sure that if you look into it, you will see what I'm talking about. Illegal immigrants will come into New York a lot worse than what it has been. They'll probably put a stop to Hispanics, but they will bring a lot more Muslims, or they will try to convert people. And how are they going to convince people? By offering them free housing, by offering free healthcare, offering free babysitters. Everybody wants to be lazy, and they don't care that somebody governs them. If somebody's a tyrant, they don't care as long as they have free housing, as long as they have free food, as long as they are lazy, they don't have to go to work, they don't care. But you see, this is why they have third world countries. This is why their countries are shitholes, because of people like that. This is what they say. Now, I actually see people in Europe complaining because they put them in these small apartments while they wait for them to get an actual house. Free, by the way. Free house. And these are Muslims that are coming from other countries asking Europeans for help, and the Europeans are bending over backwards, providing housing for these illegal immigrants while their citizens are suffering and having to pay higher taxes, have to pay more money. The same stuff is happening here in the United States. And we're not stupid. Not all of us are blind. Some of us are actually paying attention. And I'm not going to say that I'm prophesizing on this, but you can use common sense and you can see what I'm talking about. Illegal immigration, sanctuary cities, a communist person that's going to be the mayor of the city, it's going to call for rich Americans to leave New York and for radical Muslim rich people to move in and take over those buildings. It is easier to destroy a country from within. First infiltrate government, and then let's put the people to fight against themselves. And then once we have that chaos built inside, then we can come in and we can take over the city, then the state, and then other states, and then possibly the country. Now, by the grace and the love of God, that's not going to happen. Number one, these idiots think that all Americans are stupid, like the ones in New York, like the ones in California, like the ones here in Washington, and even Oregon. They don't know that even though, they are overpopulating over 34 states by being 21 illegal million immigrants, we can take 10 to 1. A lot of us know how to fight. And not because we're great martial artists or because we're military or because we've been practicing fight, but because we have faith in God. And we are manly. We are masculine enough to want to defend our families. And I will give my life to protect my family. So I believe that a lot of Americans feel that way. You guys need to wake up and pay attention to what's happening around us, everywhere, every single state. I'm going to go ahead and play to you what this guy says that he wants to do. And I want to take a look at the list of things that he's going to do. Let me read them off here really quick. Let me find them so I can show them to you. Here we go. Zoran Mandani's platform. He's going to freeze rent. He's going to be creating city-owned grocery stores. That's a communist move, by far. Fare free buses. As if they don't have enough problems maintaining transit in New York. They're going to be expanding and protecting gender-affirming care citywide. You know what that means, right? That they're going to be doing surgery and they're going to be taking penises off and making them into vaginas so that transgenders can have their health care. They're going to be giving them drugs to make them more masculine or more feminine. Let me tell you something. If you're born a boy and you feel you're a woman, why do you got to take chemicals to change who you really are? It makes no sense to me. If you have to take chemicals to feel like a woman, you're not a woman. You're a man. Period. Raising the minimum wage to $30. Now, it sounds good. It sounds huge right now, and it really is. But he says by 2030. Well, that's 5 years away. Who knows what the economy is going to be like in 5 years? I'm pretty sure he's banking on the destruction of America by then. But that's not going to happen, hopefully. Hopefully, there's enough Americans that are smart enough to stand up against this kind of crap. I actually feel bad for Florida because this is exactly where New Yorkers are going to go. They're going to go down to Florida because it's a free state and still protect the American lives and cities and citizens. And then he's going to end ICE. So he's not going to cooperate with ICE, which means that he's going to be protecting the criminals in his city. And he's going to use the retards that don't know that this illegal immigration is harming our country. He's going to use all those mentally ill people to protect him and those facilities that ICE, whether he likes it or not, will raid and will get rid of. I feel that Donald Trump has a lot of work to do. And, well, guys, he needs our help. I'm not going to lie. I'm actually kind of worried about this kind of stuff because we might just be listening to what's happening here in New York, but that's not the only place that's happening. It's happening in all the states, even in Florida, where they're actually pretty free and they're protecting their citizens. You know, there's a lot of videos out there about Muslims buying Christian churches and turning them into mosques. They are really trying to take over with their Muslim religion. They really want to use Sharia law over here, and we don't want that. We've seen a lot of places in the Philippines where there's a lot of Muslim hoods. Women are not free. And I'm going to tell you this. I wish that it would make people better, but it doesn't. It makes them more violent. People got to walk on eggshells. You got to be kissing ass every single minute of the day in order for you not to get beat up or assaulted by extremist Muslims. You know, just because they wear this dress and they have this outfit and they pretend that they're praying to a God, that doesn't make them righteous. There's a lot of evil people out there. And I think even the Muslim, even their own Muslims that are actually good Muslims, they know their religion is fake. It's just, it is what it is. And I'm not afraid of saying that. But I will still respect them practicing their religion. But just like I stand against LGBTQ trying to impose their sexual immorality on our children and ourselves, I am against Muslims trying to impose their Islamic beliefs over a Christian country. If they do not allow Christians to go into the Muslim countries to preach because they know that they will turn into Christianity, why are they allowed to come over and try to take over Christianity? The question is rhetoric. It's not a real question, because the answer is pretty obvious. Of course, they want to keep and maintain their Islamic religion, and they want to eradicate everything else so that they can dominate with that religion. And what have we learned from history? A lot of tyrants have used religion to oppress the people. Many Christians in churches today use religion to get money from the people, get the offerings and those tithes. You see many mega churches growing. They have 30, 60,000 members, even more, plus the views online, giving millions and millions of dollars where the pastors become rich. And yet, poverty is still attacks the communities. So no, I don't stand for that. I don't stand for any religion that does not really help other people. I am not going to say that I'm a Mormon, because I'm not. Obviously, I'm a Christian. Bysters. I don't like to call myself a Christian. But Mormons, at least Mormons, have been helping people with their rent. They have been building places where people can come in and enjoy themselves, where teenagers can come in and play some volleyball and be distracted instead of joining gangs and things like that. They have used a lot of their money to give to the communities. And so even though to me it's not a truth religion, nonetheless, they're helping out. So I'm not going to stand against them. Of course, if we have a talk about God, I'm going to talk to God that I know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is my God. I don't believe in anybody else. I don't believe Joseph was actually whatever they think it is, a prophet or whatever. I don't believe in that. So I cannot join their religion. But if I am in their temple, I'm going to respect, you know, what they have in there. But I'm not going to join, because that's not my faith. Same as Catholics. Catholics are idol worshippers. You know, they are called the harlot in the Revelations. You know, they're the church that the Revelation says that's what the beast sits on. And man, you know, it's a deeper rabbit hole in that one. But let's just say that what we need to do is just worry about ourselves. And like Jesus Christ says, let's love one another. And in the end, God's people, those who are chosen, will be called by the Holy Spirit, and they will follow the right way. Many will follow different ways, and that's fine. That tells me that God knows that there's going to be all these people like this Zora Mandani guy. There's going to be a lot of people with mental illnesses because of sin on this earth. I get it. A lot of people are not going to make it into heaven. And they don't care because they don't know what hell is. They think this is hell. Whatever you have gone through in life, like to me personally, the me personally was depression. You know, through my first marriage, I was very suicidal. And I couldn't breathe. I couldn't even see my children in my mind. In my heart, it was just ache, full of pain. And I wanted to take my life away. And you know what? God has called me. And that's why I cannot do it. He has forgiven me for so many things. Has given me a second chance. I got remarried again after over a decade. No, maybe 8 years. I remarried again, and I have two beautiful children that we're raising together. Been married for 14 years now. Well, together for 14 years and married for 13. But, you know, it's who knows if I'm going to make it or not. All I can do is keep trying until I die. But I will not take my life away. But in the meantime, while I see injustice, when I see unfairness, I have to call it out as it is. I don't mean to make this video or this podcast into a religious debate, even though my channel is about politics, religion, and some story time. I still owe you guys so many stories that I'm going to tell you about this kid that is had a really rough, very tremendous, rough life. And I will share that with you in other podcasts, but today I wanted to really just talk about Zoran and a little bit about illegal immigration. And it's not just about Mexicans waving flags over here. It's a lot of terrorists that are coming through. There's a lot of sleeper cells, whether you think it's just a stupid theory or not. It has happened many times in history and is happening today in the United States. And the reason why it happens is for two reasons. One, which is the main reason, is because people turn away from God. And two, people are very naive and gullible. That's why it happens. And these people that come over here, they are trained to destroy and take life away. You know, I'm going to read a quote that I shared with you guys before, and I think that one day I'm going to memorize it. It's a little bit more difficult for me to memorize things in English than it is in Spanish, but I'm going to read it off to you. And this is a quote from Loay al-Sharif, which is a quote that I shared before, and it says, "Death worshipers cannot defeat people that celebrate life." And you and I are people that celebrate life, and you don't have to be religious. I will just say this. I will close. I normally don't do this on my podcast, but I'm going to close with this. If you believe that you have been struggling in your life, if you have been hit with too much stress, I suffer with that. If you have been hit with too much depression, where you feel like you know what to do, you see where the exit is, but somehow you just can't move forward. You can't respond to it. You become numb to any type of logical reaction or idea where you know that you love outdoors, but you can't get out there because you just block yourself into this hole. I'm going to say right now, if this is you, it could be that one person that watches this podcast or listens to this podcast. I'm going to say, if that person is you right now, and like I said, I normally don't do this. I want to pray that you and I become free of this stress, of this anxiety, of this depression, and that we regain control of our lives, and that even if it's a small step, little by little, for some, it's going to be immediately. But I pray that all this disappears out of our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. And let it be done. Guys, I hope that you guys have been paying attention to what's going on in New York and that you see that everything that I'm saying, it's actually there with facts. I will go ahead and leave you with this little comments that he makes here, this interview. And till next time, maybe once I'm on the other side of the world, I will go ahead and talk to you guys again. You all be blessed.
invoking race, do you run the risk of potentially alienating key constituents?
I think I'm just naming things as they are. And ultimately, the thing that motivates me in this is to create a system of fairness. It is not to work backwards from an racial assessment of neighborhoods. I don't think that we should have billionaires because, frankly, it is so much money in a moment of such inequality.
Are you committed to keeping New York as a sanctuary city?
Absolutely, because ultimately we've seen that this is a policy that has kept New Yorkers safe for decades.
He talks about targeting whiter neighborhoods with higher taxes. How is that not racist or unconstitutional?
Oh, it's 100% racist.